I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Welcome to Light Up Your Security, a Cybercrime Magazine podcast series brought to you by Simulate, the developers of a breach and attack simulation platform that enables companies to challenge, assess, and optimize their cybersecurity posture against threat evolutions simply and continuously. To learn more about Simulate, visit simulate.com. Joining me today is Dave Klein, Director of Cyber Evangelism of Simulate. Welcome, Dave. So great to have you with us today. Thanks for coming on the show.
Hillary, my pleasure.
So, Dave, every business vertical is seeking digital innovation as a primary competitive differentiator, and the financial sector certainly takes the lead on that. So how does continuous security validation through BaaS solutions help?
So that's a great question. I mean, the financial sector is absolutely in the lead. And this is true not only for the global players, but the regional ones as well. They view competitive differentiation as a key thing for them to be successful. And that comes through digital innovation. So it's very competitive. And when we talk about digital innovation, we're really talking about four things. One is they want time to market to be faster, right? They want to be able to come up with things in a very quick fashion. They want to automate it. Right. And they want to be able to go ahead and push things out in a very fast way, in an automated way. They want it to be collaborative. They want to be able to take advantage of various third party things into their services to make it streamlined. And they want it interconnected. They want to be part of their various business and also individual consumer lives. So they want things to be interconnected. And the key thing is in that kind of environment, BaaS brings this to cybersecurity, the same kind of digital innovation, right? You need to work in a quick fashion because things change so quickly and dramatically, you have to be able to do that. You just can't rely on periodical assessments of your environment. If your environment is changing so dramatically, so quickly, it's almost like if you use the traditional method, it would be like taking a photograph and what you really need is the streaming video. I'd say that the second thing is with the whole things of how things are working today, when you think about breaches, especially in the financial sector, who gets hit more than anyone, you want to be able to practice safely breaches in a manner so that when the first time they appear in your environment, you're very experienced with it, right? So the idea of using BaaS in your environment helps you practice in a safe manner. It removes assumptions as well. It means that when you're in there, you know exactly what's going on, even though the security posture changes all the time.
Okay, great. And since accelerated and dynamic growth is spawned by cloud adoption and DevOps automation, there's naturally some associated risk. So how can these solutions help with risk reduction, especially for those enterprises within the financial sector?
So Hillary, what I think is kind of interesting is we're seeing digital innovation, which is fraught with risk, not only being used by enterprise IT, but also the attackers.
Yeah.
We're seeing, you know, the ransomware makers and the attackers collaborate together. They even offer ransomware as a service, right? And they use scripting and DevOps to be able to, when they attack in a hot and heavy fashion. In an automated fashion. When they first hit, they'll hit 1,000 companies at one time. And they'll not only land in these companies, but they also have automated things like adding backdoors, adding additional users, things like that. So they're working at the same speed as the enterprises. So the key thing here is in the cybersecurity side, we also have to do the same. We have to replace these legacy, manual, arduous techniques with continuous security validation. So in a way, we're taking that digital innovation and bringing it to cybersecurity.
Awesome. And so now that we know that continuous security validation and BaaS solutions help, what are some of the essential requirements organizations need to implement, properly helping to create a point of differentiation for themselves and their customers?
So what I find, it really boils down to four things. One, it has to be easy to implement. Right, has to be not a heavy lift, something that you could deploy in a matter of minutes into an environment. The second thing is coverage. You need to be able to cover their entire environment. And especially in global financials, that could be very heterogeneous, very complex, but you need to be able to go across all the security controls, no matter where they are, in a seamless fashion. And then also, you need to be able, in that coverage, to cover three things: not only the security controls, but also be able to test and validate your processes, right? Your incident response plans. So you're looking at your security controls, you look at your incident response plans, and finally, coverage also means the people, right? You need to be able to not only cover the people who are handling the attacks directly, but also the executives and the rank and file. So again, easy to implement and you have coverage. And then also what I'd say is it needs to be updated continuously. As your environment changes all the time, attacks change all the time. So the key is you have the experts, like you do at Simulate, who constantly update it continuously. And finally, it needs to be accessible. And what I mean by that? Well, we know we have a shortage of skilled cybersecurity professionals. So the solution that you pick for BAS needs to be able to be deployed from a beginner to an expert, and everyone must be able to take care of it and use it effectively.
Awesome. And Dave, are there any use cases you'd like to share or any examples from Simulate's 2020 usage report you think are worth mentioning on the show today?
Well, I'll start with the usage report and then give you a use case. The usage report we did, this is the first year we did it, is really impressive. So we talk about being a breach attack simulation tool and being run in a continuous security validation fashion. The beauty of that usage report, it showed that all our customers, about 90% of the customers, were able to use us to look to see if they were vulnerable to ransomware campaigns. 96% assessed their environment against the SolarWinds attacks. So the beauty there is, we talked about accessibility, is across our whole customer base, we saw people being able to use us in a fashion that they felt comfortable and safe to do so. Number two is another thing about that usage report that was impressive was everyone used us in a continuous security validation fashion, at least once a week, and most use us daily. So we're actually being deployed in that kind of fashion. As far as use cases, there's a great European bank that used us, and they have purple team exercises. We were able to reduce to 50% the cost of those purple team exercises. And it also helped the bank through their weekly purple team exercises pick a new EDR solution, because they were able to test various EDR solutions against what they were doing, optimize the bank's existing security controls. And finally, one of the bigger challenges they had faced this year was they had a growing list of concerns around their ATM machines. Their ATM machines were based on Windows XP and Windows 7, both which are, by the way, end of life. Mm. And what they found was, with the purple team exercises against the ATM infrastructure, they found that they could secure Windows 7 appropriately, but the XP, no matter what they did, they could not secure it appropriately. So it allowed them to show that risk, operationalize that risk, and get rid of it by saying, you know what, this is enough risks now to get rid of the Windows XP and upgrade them.
Excellent. Well, Dave, thank you so much for coming onto the show and sharing this insight. This has been fantastic.
Great. Thank you, Hillary.
You're welcome. I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Light Up Your Security is brought to you by Simulate, the developers of a breach and attack simulation platform that enables companies to challenge, assess, and optimize their cybersecurity posture against threat evolutions simply and continuously. To learn more about our sponsor, Simulate, visit simulate.com. And you can listen to all of our podcast episodes at cybercrime.radio.